Okay, so good morning, everyone. Very, very warm welcome to today's pre-market trade plan live session for Thursday, the 14th of November. I hope you're all keeping well. Welcome to this session. It's the point behind this session is to be as prepared as we can for today's trading opportunities. We do apologize. We're starting this this session a little bit later than normal. We had a significant PC update this morning, and it took a little while to get it to get the session up and running. So I do apologize about that. But let's get into it then. We've kind of got a bit of a clear sort of pathway. Let's break it down for you in a little bit more detail, so we won't take up too much of your time. Please see our risk warning currently up on screen. As always, just be mindful of the risks involved in trading these financial markets. As a quick introduction, all profitable traders need to consider, of course, which markets to trade. Our focus is very much around the US with the election, central bank, monetary policy, this, you know, key decision make. The Fed is probably the global central bank reserve currency in the dollar, and is profoundly important, not just for what goes on in the US with its impact on growth and inflation and jobs, but also around the rest of the world. So it's important to have a strong focus on the US at the moment. It is where all the action is, let's say. So once we've decided, you know, what to trade, that's what this session is about, then we need to apply our trading strategy in terms of entry and exits, and how do we manage risk, how do we manage each trade. Now, we booked in profits on our trades yesterday going into yesterday's CPI numbers, so we'll have a look at that, because we'll have a look at the market reaction to that particular event, which is just probably in line with expectations, really. That's pretty much where we were at. Trade psychology, very important. Now, we address these considerations every day in our live trade rooms, and we're strong advocates of being consistent in our approach, accurate with our levels, disciplined with our capital, and can be patient. Now, so let's have a look at yesterday's CPI numbers, because they all came in pretty much exactly in line with expectations. So we have an expectation that we'll get a certain outcome, and if the market can price in that particular outcome in the build-up to that event. So a slight uptick in inflation kind of feeds into the sort of risky aspect, the higher bond yields narrative, the stronger dollar type narrative. And yesterday's CPI numbers came in exactly in line with expectation. On the core CPI, month on month, came in at 3.3 it was on the core annual. On the headline annual, it came in at 2.6, with the headline month on month coming in exactly in line with expectations. So when we see a news event like that, we're looking to see if we're going to get some repricing based around whether it comes in above expectations or below expectations. And sometimes you get them in line with expectations fully. And what would be your expectation? Well, our expectation when we do get a very significant market moving event, moving in line with expectations, we'd expect nothing to really change. And that's pretty much what we saw. So we have seen some further continuation to the downside yesterday. We haven't seen much progress out of the indices. We've got a bit of a question mark. This is on the hourly time frame, so you can see we kind of rallied up with on the Trump trade. We've kind of softened a little bit, and yesterday we only managed to really just kind of move sideways. Now, we said nothing has really changed, so our bias can still be to the upside for these indice markets, but you can see, you know, we're not making that much progress that quickly. We're still in crude oil, so we were looking at crude oil to the downside. We think there is more room for this market to move to the downside. And if we look at the indices on the daily time frames, you can see the indecision now for 2, 4, 5 days. So we're hearing about how bullish these markets are, and they are being at these all-time highs. But also just pay attention to that rhetoric and where we stand now. So 4 days, 5 days, it's basically telling us pure indecision. So will we rally to the upside? We've certainly got an argument for that. There is equally an argument for some weakness. So the question is, what could be the catalyst for that weakness? Well, we've got two major events today. We've got slightly higher PPI, producer price index. So these are your input costs. So they're now looking like they are rising just a little bit. The unemployment claims is pretty much in line with expectations. So unless we get an outsized number in unemployment claims, everything should remain intact. But there's this important event later on. We're going to be hearing from Christine Lagarde regarding the ECB and Fed Chair Jerome Powell, along with the Governor of the Bank of England. So three big major central banks due to speak at Choiseul Sovereignty Awards ceremony in Paris. So we've got Christine Lagarde speaking in Paris, and just very, very quickly, due to participate in a panel discussion titled Global Perspectives, an event hosted by the Federal Reserve Bank in Dallas. Audience questions expected. And then we will be hearing from the governor due to speak at the Mansion House dinner in London. So it is important when central bankers do talk to markets, they'll be watching very, very carefully. So if you see a lot of volatility this evening around 7, 8, 9 o'clock, that is the reason for it. And we're going into retail sales, so we've got some growth. We'll get some core retail sales tomorrow. They're expected to be slightly weaker perhaps than previous. That's the expectation around these core retail sales numbers. So do we have this dynamic where inflation is just ticking a little bit higher and things like retail sales are just ticking that little bit lower? That's we're within the realms of acceptability, let's say, currently. So we're looking very carefully at these news events and seeing, are we going to get a significant change? And if so, the market's going to reprice in that change pretty significantly. So let's wrap it up then. We've still got, we've got a bit of a question mark over the indices. So probably need a little bit more clarity there. We've still got a strong bias in the dollar. Nothing has really changed that. We've still got elevated bond yields. So we're kind of waiting almost for a bit of a catalyst to change this dynamic. The volatility in today's market is not that great. We've got pretty much the S&P, the Dow Jones, the Euro dollar, the pound dollar, all very, very indecisive, along with crude oil. Now, a trade which is looking quite interesting. There's your indecisive candlestick yesterday. We still like this market to the downside, but we may need to be very, very patient with it. Now, gold. This is an interesting one. So we did say if this market comes all the way back into the 2553, that would be a very, very interesting opportunity to start buying gold, just as a price point. And we're very nearly there. So this is the level we're talking about. It's the 100 period moving average. So anywhere around this level, if we start seeing, especially the dollar, if the dollar starts to slightly lose its strength, there's probably a decent trade in gold anywhere around that 25, between 25.30 and 25.50, which is pretty much where we're at the moment. So it would be worth looking for a bit of a buy trade around the 25.50 level. So we build that into our thinking. So the Donald Trump trade, indices potentially for further upside. They're just having a bit of a pause for 5 days. A stronger dollar is still intact. Bond yield still rallying, increasing those risks in these markets is still intact from a narrative perspective. And the impact it's likely to have on the Fed and inflation is still quite significant. So let's put together our trade plan. So we've got a bit of guidance for the day. Mixed market conditions due to US inflation numbers due out today and tomorrow. So we still have mixed so mixed stroke indecisive market conditions. Right, we've got PPI today, we've got central bankers. So today might be a day of indecision. So we've basically got indecisive markets in the indices and the pound. Sorry, the indices and the dollar, the US dollar. So, so crude oil, we still like to the downside, but where we identify a decent sell trade is in gold by around $2,550 level in gold. You see, increasing prices on the PPI side could have that sort of reversal impact on the indices. We could very well see the dollar begin to soften slightly. It would lend itself to gold. So could we get a bit of a corrective move? Right, let's do this. Oops, dear me. There we go. So we now want to keep all options open regarding the US US indices and the US dollar. Because we're kind of indecisive. So we could be open to further momentum to the downside for the euro dollar and the pound dollar. But we could be getting close to points where we might get a bit of a reversal in that dollar trade. And if PPI comes in a little bit higher than expected, if we get a little bit more of a hawkish, let's say, if Jerome Powell still likes to maintain that sort of dovish stance, then we could really get a bit of a pivot again. We could get a further rally in the indices, and that dollar could start to weaken. So we just, it would be important really to just try and keep all options open right now mentally. The bias is still to the downside for the euro dollar and the pound dollar and the, you know, dollar strength more broadly. And we are making progress still. We'll see how that plays out later on today. So look, this is our trade plan. We do currently have quite mixed or indecisive market conditions. We now want to keep all options open regarding the US indices and the dollar. I think that's probably reasonable going into PPI later on today with unemployment claims. And then we're going to be hearing from all the central bankers later on. So having that flexibility wouldn't be a bad idea today. And we'll see how much volatility is in this market shortly. And we're looking to buy gold around that 2550 level. So we'll keep a close eye on that one. And we'll try and let our crude oil trade continue to make some progress. All right, so look, that just about concludes the session, guys. Just posted that there into the chat box. Apologies for the slightly delayed start again this morning. We'll discuss this in a little bit more detail, the kind of the risk on, risk off narrative in the European trading session. There's aspects of that in play. There's other aspects which are also be mindful of as well around the Trump trade and Trump policies coming down the tracks. So there's a bit of a repricing going on. Okay, on that note, listen, thanks very much for joining us. We look forward to seeing you next time. And for more information about our live trade rooms, just go to thelivetraderoom.com for more information and connect with us there. Right, we'll let you go. We'll switch over rooms now to the European session, guys. So if you can join us for that, fantastic. And we'll see you there just in just a few seconds. My pleasure, guys. Take care of yourselves. All the best. Bye-bye.